When Ron Sexsmith's debut album was released 2 years ago, Elvis Costello called it his favorite record of the year, and he invited Sexsmith to open for him on tour. Now Sexsmith has put out a new collection called Other Songs, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it may be one of his favorite records of this year.
Ron Sexsmith has basically two vocal modes. He either sings in a reedy moan or a throaty murmur. Either way, the results tend to be lulling, which is often another term for boring. In Sexsmith's case, however, lullingness becomes alluring. After a few seconds, if you don't fall asleep, you fall under his spell.
She was not the girl next door, but the girl from round the corner. Sat the tail end of grade four when she came to school one morning. And all eyes were upon her as she took a seat. Her name was Amanda, with pretty eyes of green, hair blonde, strawberry blonde. Springtime.
I saw Ron Sexsmith open for Elvis Costello when Costello was on his All This Useless Beauty tour. In an unusual move, Costello came out and introduced Sexsmith, as if he wanted to make sure the audience understood that this guy no one had heard of really did have the star's personal endorsement. Sexsmith played an acoustic guitar, and a drummer brushed a small kit behind him. The result was quiet, quirky, and quite tedious. The audience began talking to themselves as the set proceeded. I tried to maintain my attention, but Sexsmith was losing me. I'd come alone, and I wished I had someone to talk to over this hushed, fussy piffle. I concluded that Sexsmith was much more of a studio artist than a live performer. His recordings give life and intimacy to his small observations and fragile melodies.
Under every sky of baby blue is an undercurrent of rain. Under every trial life put you through is an undercurrent of change. Though the sun now is shrouded in gray, it's pulling the wool over my eyes. When it looks like hell, I tell myself it's a thinly veiled disguise.
On this new collection, Sexsmith writes songs about visiting a graveyard with his young son, about seeing hope in the bleakest of situations, about a flirtation with adultery. This guy's probably the most happily married husband and father pop music has right now. He also allows himself to acknowledge an influence on Average Joe, a musical homage to the Beach Boys' Brian Wilson.
To bus road and down Broadway, there's nobody you would know. Storefront windows, I see my face and the lame expression of this average Joe. Lord, a fool and his money parted ways. The con artist at the bus depot. Oh, now who would have thought such an honest
Other Songs is produced by Mitchell Froom, who's done such wonderful work over the years with Elvis Costello, Susan Vega, and Crowded House. Froom is the ideal person for a hothouse flower like Ron Sexsmith, gently pushing his voice in front of the instrumentation and decorating the melodies with warm, squiggly keyboards. I certainly don't think Sexsmith has the chance or the goods to become a big star, but in his own quietly determined way, he's got the makings of an exceptionally satisfying cult career.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.